Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Winter Duty by E.E. Knight. Performed by Christian Rummel. Produced by Audible, Inc.
Hello, my name is Eric Knight. I'm the author of Winter Duty, the eighth book in the Vampire Earth series. First of all, I'd like to thank you for purchasing this audio presentation of my work. I hope you enjoy it. In this piece of the story, we open with Valentine returning to Southern Command to give his account of the long retreat across Kentucky by the forces of Operation Javelin described in Book 7, Fall with Honor. While Operation Javelin did not manage to establish a new freehold in the mountains of the Appalachians, much of central Kentucky ended up joining the resistance to the vampiric Koreans thanks to the brutal tactics of the Moondaggers in their pursuit of Southern Command's forces. Valentine even recruited some former Quislings to his cause from the Evansville, Indiana area when the population there, thinking a victorious army was marching their way, rose up and chased out their oppressors. I've pointed out a few times in the series that the Koreans aren't very good at fighting. They don't trust their human helpers to develop powerful military forces that might turn on them, so they rely on back-alley tactics of intimidation, bribery, and faction to divide and conquer their human subjects and enemies. We'll meet what may be a sample of that in this volume, as the United Free Republics, exhausted by years of battle, undergo a change of leadership that puts Southern Command on the defensive. Is this some much-needed breathing space to refit and rebuild, or have the Koreans managed to plant agents in one of the principal freeholds in North America? So Valentine, with his foreign legion of ex-Quislings, finds himself and his local allies almost on their own, with only the most tenuous of lifelines back to Southern Command. You'll hear